God is love. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible episode number 358. This is the daily podcast where we're almost through reading the entire Bible in 1 year. Including today, there are 3 days to go. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host. Thanks for being here. Welcome. Today we're going to complete the Song of Solomon with the reading of chapters 7 and 8. Have you been listening to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible for a while? If you have, then you must like what you're hearing. The show must have some value for you or you wouldn't be listening. I wouldn't think. Why waste your time? I'm glad you like it. You must be getting something out of the time you spend listening. And since you do, I'm asking you to make a donation at support.lifespringmedia.com. Whatever you've gotten out of it, put a number to that value and make a donation that size. I wouldn't dream of telling you how much to give, but I will ask you to be fair. How many episodes have you listened to? How much is each show worth to you? You know, it costs real money to bring these shows to you, and it takes a serious amount of time to produce a year's worth of episodes. Think of it. Every single day over the last 358 days now, you've gotten a show if you started this journey through the Bible with episode number one. That's got to be worth something. Go to support.lifespringmedia and make a donation. Call it a thank you to yours truly for bringing you a daily reading of the Bible with commentary for the past 358 days. Episode 360 will be the end of it. If you haven't given yet, don't you think it's time? support.lifespringmedia.com. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, it's hard to understand why you love us, but we are so thankful that you do. We would literally be lost without your love. Thank you. And because you first loved us, we're compelled to love you. Help us to love you more and to be more like you. And Lord, I ask that you bless those who are listening right now. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Song of Solomon, chapter 7. The Lover to His Beloved. How beautiful are your sandaled feet, O nobleman's daughter! The curves of your thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a master craftsman. Your navel is a round mixing bowl. May it never lack mixed wine. Your belly is a mound of wheat, encircled by lilies. Your two breasts are like two fawns, twins of a gazelle. Your neck is like a tower made of ivory. Your eyes are the pools in Heshbon, by the gate of Bathrabbim. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon, overlooking Damascus. Your head crowns you like Mount Carmel. The locks of your hair are like royal tapestries. The king is held captive in its tresses. How beautiful you are! How lovely, O love, with your delights! Your stature is like a palm tree, and your breasts are like clusters of grapes. I want to climb the palm tree and take hold of its fruit stalks. May your breasts be like the clusters of grapes, and may the fragrance of your breath be like apricots. May your mouth be like the best wine, flowing smoothly for my beloved, gliding gently over our lips as we sleep together. The Beloved about her lover. I am my beloved's, and he desires me. The Beloved to her lover. Come, my beloved, let us go to the countryside. Let us spend the night in the villages. Let us rise early to go to the vineyards, to see if the vines have budded, to see if their blossoms have opened, if the pomegranates are in bloom. There I will give you my love. The mandrakes send out their fragrance. Over our door is every delicacy, both new and old, which I have stored up for you, my lover. Song of Solomon, chapter 8. The Beloved to her lover. Oh, how I wish you were my little brother, nursing at my mother's breasts. If I saw you outside, I could kiss you. Surely no one would despise me. I would lead you and bring you to my mother's house, the one who taught me. I would give you spiced wine to drink, the nectar of my pomegranates. The Beloved about her lover. His left hand caresses my head, and his right hand stimulates me. The Beloved to the Maidens. I admonish you, O maidens of Jerusalem, do not arouse or waken love until it pleases. The Maidens about his Beloved. Who is this coming up from the desert, leaning on her Beloved? The Beloved to her lover. Under the apple tree I aroused you. There your mother conceived you. There she who bore you was in labor of childbirth. Set me like a cylinder seal over your heart, like a signet on your arm, for love is as strong as death, passion is as unrelenting as Sheol. Its flames burst forth, it is a blazing flame. Surging waters cannot quench love, flood waters cannot overflow it. If someone were to offer all his possessions to buy love, the offer would be utterly despised. The Beloved's Brothers. We have a little sister, and as yet she has no breasts. What shall we do for our sister on the day when she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build on her a battlement of silver. But if she is a door, we will barricade her with boards of cedar. The Beloved. I was a wall, and my breasts were like fortress towers. Then I found favor in his eyes. The Beloved to her lover. Solomon had a vineyard at Baal Haman. He leased out the vineyard to those who maintained it. Each was to bring 1,000 shekels of silver for its fruit. My vineyard, which belongs to me, is at my disposal alone. 1,000 shekels belong to you, O Solomon, and 200 shekels belong to those who maintain it for its fruit. The Lover to his Beloved. O you who stay in the gardens, my companions are listening attentively for your voice. Let me be the one to hear it. The Beloved to her Lover. Make haste, my beloved. Be like a gazelle or a young stag on the mountains of spices. Well, as we've already mentioned on a couple of previous episodes, this book can be seen as an allegory about the relationship between Jesus as the bridegroom and the church as the bride. Obviously, discussing all the imagery is way beyond the scope of this podcast, but there are some really good commentaries available if you're interested in digging deeper. It's well worth your time. I'd like to take a couple of minutes to focus on chapter 7, verse 10, where the bride, or the beloved as she's referred to in the translation we read from today, exclaims, "I am my beloved's, and he desires me." Well, she says this after he's told her the many ways that he finds her beautiful. It sort of reminds me of when Sally Field won the Oscar for Best Actress way back in 1985. She said, "You like me. You really like me." Yes, it's true. Despite our many flaws, Jesus finds us, the church, beautiful and worthy of his love. Romans 5:8 says, "God demonstrates his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." I can't imagine why he did, to be honest. What could he possibly find in us that would cause him to give of himself so completely? Why would such a holy and perfect God love me and you so much that he would give up the glories of heaven for even an instant to live amongst us on this tiny, dirty, sin-filled, and rebellious speck in the vastness of the universe, to ultimately be tortured and nailed to a cross like a common criminal? Why would he choose to take on my sins and yours? Why would he allow himself to be utterly separated from God the Father because of me? The answer is truly beyond my understanding. His word tells me, and I believe what the word says, that the only reason is because he loves me and you. But why does he love us? 1 John 4:8 says simply, "Because God is love." Let that sink in. God is love. Not God has love, but God is love. It is his essence. It is who he is. God is love. And he loves you, and he loves me. I am my beloved's, and he desires me. Now, I don't know about you, but my response to that kind of love is to reciprocate, to return that love as much as I can in my puny, imperfect human way. But it thrills me to no end that he sees me as worthy of his attention. And above that, he is working in me to refine me, to purify me, so that on that day when I see him face to face, I will be the bride that he desires. What do you think? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll complete the reading of the books of prophecy in the Bible by reading Revelation 18 through 22. Tomorrow is day two, just 2 days to go. Please remember to go to support.lifespringmedia.com and send a gift if you found the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible to be of value in your life. Thanks. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. God loves you. Bye.